Golden State Media Concepts bring you Book Review Podcast, a haven for bookworms of all ages and the widest genres, from mystery to memoirs, romance to comedy, fantasy to sci-fi. If you love to read, this is the podcast for you. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the GSMC Book Review Podcast. I am your host, Sarah, and I apparently read too much. No, that's not exactly true. So today I was sitting on the couch and I was reading a book, the book that I am, one of the books that I'm interviewing the author of next week. And my husband said to me, "Why are you reading so intently today?" He was just looking at me and he says, "You've just got this look on your face and you keep turning the pages with excess force." And he says, "You look angry." And I said, "No, I'm not angry. I'm just really into this book. I'm just, you know, I want to finish it so I can speak to the author about it. But B, I'm engaged. I love to read. I love stories." And he's just looking at me, and it's not like he doesn't know that I don't like to read, but apparently I was just being incredibly fierce in my reading today, which I'm kind of okay with. I mean, if you have to be fierce at something, reading isn't a bad thing, right? I mean, I'm sure there are other things that I could do more in the world with my fierceness, but reading is definitely something that has my heart, and I am okay with being fierce. And if that is my fierce superpower, well, then so be it. I'll take it. I don't write books, but I love to read them, and this gives me the opportunity to speak with authors and encounter new stories and all of those things that I love. And speaking of those things that I love, authors and new stories, I have another author interview for you this week. This week, I spoke with Megan Masterson, who wrote the book The Wardrobe Mistress. It is historical fiction, and it is a novel of Marie Antoinette. Let me read the back of the book for you. It says, it's Giselle Aubrey's first time at Versailles. At 16, she is one of Marie Antoinette's newest wardrobe ladies, in awe of the glamorous queen and her opulent life. As a budding designer, it's a dream come true to work with the rich fabrics and jewels. But every few weeks, she returns home to Paris, where rumors of revolution are growing. From her position in the royal household, Giselle is poised to see both sides of the tensions erupting throughout France. When her uncle, a retired spy for King Louis XV, suggests that she casually report on the queen as a game, she leaps at the chance. Spying seems like an exciting adventure and a secret way to support Léon Galvin, the handsome revolutionary who courts her. Violence escalates as the uprising continues to gain momentum. Giselle grows closer to the queen as her trusted servant, but finds herself dangerously torn. She must choose where her true loyalty lies, or risk losing everything, maybe even her head. So that is the description of The Wardrobe Mistress, which is a novel of Marie Antoinette by Megan Masterson. As I said, it is historical fiction. It does have some elements of romance, does have a few elements of adventure in there with the spying and those sorts of things. What I really liked about this book was the perspective that it gave me on the French Revolution. I know a little bit about the French Revolution. I was a history major in college, so I kind of knew the broad outline of it. And, you know, I've read a few other books. I've read and watched Les Mis, which, you know, it's a lot of singing while people are fighting and running around the streets of Paris. But I'd forgotten just how complicated it really is, as of course it would be, as, you know, it's not like revolutions just happen usually overnight. This is very complicated, but you're able to see that complexity in a way that makes it more engaging and more accessible. So it's not just facts and dates. Of course, there's this story woven around Giselle and Léon and the fact that Giselle works for Marie Antoinette. But the fact that she works for Marie Antoinette means that she's at Versailles for a week at a time, and then she goes home to Paris for 2 weeks at a time. And so she's seeing the revolution from both sides. She's seeing it from the sides of the revolutionaries with whom she lives and interacts on her time off, and she's seeing it from the side of the palace, from the king and queen's perspectives. She gets to know their children a little bit, and so she sees them as more human than maybe some of the revolutionaries might have seen them. And we have this very flippant maybe picture in our head of Marie Antoinette. We tend to think of her as just frivolous and flighty, and she is credited with saying, well, you know, that they don't have enough bread in the countryside, let them eat cake, which was a misunderstanding. She didn't actually say that, but she gets blamed for it. You get a really good perspective on just what it means, the human side of this revolution, not just the political side. So really what it would mean to go through all of these events and to see Marie Antoinette in maybe a slightly different light than she's been portrayed in other stories and throughout history. So I really liked that about this book. I liked the story. I just really enjoyed it. And so, you know, maybe you're not a historical fiction reader normally, but this is also, like I said, a romance. There's a bit of adventure, and it makes history, I think, really interesting. So I think Megan did a great job of doing that and presenting this story in such a way that it's engaging, and it still gives you an idea of this very, very important time during France's history. So that's my spiel about The Wardrobe Mistress by Megan Masterson. Let's get to that interview. Hi, Megan. It's so great to have you on the podcast. Thank you for joining me. How are you today?
Well, thanks for having me. I'm good. I'm excited to chat with you.
Great. I'm excited to have you here to talk about your book, The Wardrobe Mistress, and I'm excited to talk about that. But before we do, I would love for my listeners just to get to know you a little bit. So if you want to share whatever you're comfortable sharing.
Okay. I'm Canadian. I live in Alberta. I've always been interested in history, like kind of a history nerd my whole life, I guess, different time periods. I grew up on a farm, so I know, I haven't done it in a long time, but I know how to do a few obscure kind of historical things like driving a team of horses.
Mm-hmm.
And I read constantly, so I'm probably pretty annoying for my husband, but luckily he's gotten used to me leaving a trail of books everywhere around the house behind me. I pretty much have one in every room, so I can just pick it up anytime and keep reading.
Nice. I love it. You said you're a history buff. This is historical fiction. Tell us a little bit about the story behind The Wardrobe Mistress.
Well, it takes place during the French Revolution, and my main character is, she works in Marie Antoinette's household as one of her wardrobe women, because the queen had so many clothes and had to dress for so many different functions. She would often change about 3 times a day for different events, that it was an actual job for people to take care of all her clothes, like sewing them and mending them and putting them away and everything. And so she is close to the queen in that way. And then as the revolution escalates, she finds herself torn between her loyalty to the queen and her sympathy for the revolution.
And it's interesting because you definitely get a more personal view of the revolution. I mean, I know I love history also. I was a history major in college. And so I know kind of the broad strokes of the French Revolution, but not. It's so complicated. I'd forgotten just how complicated it was. So you get kind of this inside view of the revolution, which I appreciated. How much research did you do for this story? I would imagine quite a bit.
Yeah, a lot. As you say, it's very complicated. When I first got the idea, I was a little bit daunted by how much research I knew I'd have to do. But, you know, I couldn't let the idea go. So, yeah, so I researched probably for about a month or two, just researching and outlining before I started writing. But I'm always impatient to start writing, and I researched the whole way through, because you never know what you need to know until you need it. You know?
Right, right.
So everything from trying to understand the events of the revolution to smaller details, like what the wallpaper looked like in the queen's bedroom, or you know, historical methods of contraception even.
So, yeah, we talked about that a little bit. That
was, yeah.
That, yeah, I'm grateful for modern advancements.
I think we all are. Yeah. Okay, one of the things I sort of discovered in my research too, which added to the complexity, was I sort of found that at the beginning of the revolution, everyone was kind of excited about it because it seemed like a, you know, sort of an exciting change in society. Like, they're like, we're going to fix things. But then as it escalated and the guillotine came in, it got a lot scarier. And mm-hmm. I don't think people were all as enthusiastic anymore. So I really tried to capture that with Giselle's story, you know, kind of at first being excited to see the changes, but then seeing how they affect the queen and everyone around her and realizing how dangerous it was becoming.
Yeah, and I think you captured that well with her friend's character, Genevieve. Is that how you pronounce
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
That she's really caught up in kind of the adventure side of the revolution for a lot of the book.
Yeah, she sort of stays pro-revolution basically the whole way through.
And I hate to interrupt as we talk about this wonderful book, but we do have to take our first break of the podcast. When we come back, Megan will be speaking about how she went about the process of trying to fit this very complicated revolution into the span of a novel that is not a million pages long. So stay tuned and we'll be right back with the GSMC Book Review Podcast.
Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast. I am speaking this week with Megan Masterson, author of The Wardrobe Mistress, a novel of Marie Antoinette, and let's get back to that interview. You mention in the little blurb after the book that, you know, you tried to, obviously you had to condense some things because there's so much that happens in the time period that the book takes place. So talk a little bit about the choices that you made in terms of the timeline of the revolution, how you portrayed Marie Antoinette, those types of things.
I don't think I altered any timeline things too much, but there were a few things that I had to tweak sort of just for the story. Like Giselle's love interest, Léon, I had him join the National Guard because I wanted him to be involved in the massacre that happened during that on the Champ-de-Mars in July of 1791. Except for then, after I'd written that part, I realized that at that time, the National Guard wasn't quite as pro-revolutionary yet, but because it was led by the Marquis de Lafayette, I thought he might be drawn to his leadership. So I felt like I could justify it, but I still made a note of that. And the other thing that I also had to do, too, is I took a liberty with Madame Campan's movement. So she is Giselle's boss, basically, and quite close to the queen. And when the monarchs tried to flee to Varennes, Madame Campan wasn't actually there, but because she was such a central figure in the book and I didn't want to add too many extra characters, I took a liberty of her movements there and made a note of that. Mm-hmm. I guess that's one thing, too. There would have been more people working in Marie Antoinette's household than I portray, but it would just get kind of confusing with all the extra characters. So a lot of times, you know, Giselle and Genevieve seem to be working alone, but they probably would have had like four more people with them.
Right, right. And in terms of Marie Antoinette, we kind of only get the public. She's often portrayed as just this sort of frivolous, you know, the whole let them eat cake phrase that came from that period.
Mm-hmm.
But this just frivolous queen with no sort of deeper emotions. And I think you did a good job of trying to make her more human. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, and that's definitely a goal that I had. I wanted her to seem more relatable and human. And as I was researching, too, I found a lot of the stories about her being so frivolous were more from when she was younger, before she was queen, before she had children. You know, she didn't have as many responsibilities then. And by the time the revolution came around, you know, she was a bit older. She did have four children. A couple of them had already died. One dies during the book and one had previous. So I think that really kind of made her more serious. And you know, she's not, you know, because of the let them eat cake story and everything, she's not remembered for being sympathetic to the revolution, but she actually did care and try to help. And she did different things like donating money to poor families, and a couple years before she changed the grain allocation so the royal family didn't get quite as much good grain, so there was more for the regular, like the common people. Mm-hmm. She was kind of set up to fail by, like, you know, decades of a super elaborate monarchy that didn't benefit most of the people.
And it seems like she was a really easy scapegoat.
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, she was foreign too, which mm-hmm. didn't help her case. So.
Right, right. So why this time period?
I was just fascinated by the French Revolution. And then when I sort of started researching this time period, I sort of discovered three things that made this book click into place in my mind. The first was that Marie Antoinette seemed to have a different personality than I had been led to believe at this time period. As we said, not quite as frivolous. And I also read about this old spy ring that had worked for the old king, like so her husband's grandfather. And I really wanted to have that connected. So that's where I came up with Giselle and her ex-spy uncles. And then I also discovered the Giselle's job of being one of the wardrobe women to the queen. And so I wanted her to have that role. And then as I was researching fashion, I discovered that it was really tied to the revolution. Like, revolutionaries would often wear red, white, and blue to show their support for the revolution. Or you could, you know, noticeably not show your support for the revolution by purposely not wearing those colors. And as the revolution went on, eventually it even became illegal to not wear a tricolor rosette. So I found that, like, just really fascinating, and I thought it would be neat to tie that into. And that's how Giselle kind of popped into my head.
Okay. That's really interesting. Yeah, the fashion plays a huge role in the book. Even the queen's choices as the book progresses, it's interesting to see how she dresses and how that's perceived.
Mm-hmm. I had a lot of fun researching that. I got really lucky because I have a book actually called Queen of Fashion, What Marie Antoinette Wore to the Revolution by Carolyn Weber. And it has so much rich detail in that from, you know, records from that time period, she actually wore to different events and things. So
yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So like that scene where she wears all the diamonds to the opening of the States General, like that was real. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounded really, I mean, I can't even quite imagine A, sewing all of that, and B, just, well, I can't imagine wearing most of the fashion that was popular at that time. I don't know how you would maneuver those skirts.
I can't either. I don't know how they would sit down in all those corsets and everything. I guess you get used to it.
I guess so. So I guess just as I'm happy with modern birth control, I'm also happy with, I don't know, leggings. So.
Me too. Dressing up seems fun in that once in a while, but I'd rather wear leggings.
Right, right. You know, maybe once in a lifetime, get dressed up in all of that. I mean, because there's so many layers. So let's talk about your writing a little bit. Is writing something that you've always wanted to do, or is it something that you came upon later in life?
Nope, I've always wanted to. I can't remember a time when I didn't want to write. So I used to write my parents a story about horses every year for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
They were terrible. Like, they were all just about how it was like the most beautiful horse ever and it could run the fastest ever or whatever. And then as I got older, I was really into Nancy Drews, so I sort of wrote mysteries, mm-hmm. which were also not good. You know, these are all just childish kind of things. But yeah, writing's always been something that I was into, so it's sort of evolved over my life, I guess.
Do you have a favorite place to write, or do you keep a certain schedule when you write?
Well, I have a full-time day job, Monday to Friday, so I usually write in the evenings and on the weekends. And yeah, I have a pretty, I guess, firm routine. Even though I have a laptop, I have a little desk set up, and I like to just sit there. I feel disrupted if I move around too much.
So. Mm-hmm. And are you working on anything right now?
I am. I'm working on two things. One's another historical, and it's set in the 1850s, mostly in Paris again, although some parts in Italy. And yeah, I've been working on that one for a year, actually, and I had hit about 80,000 words when I realized half the story wasn't working, so had to cut about half of it or rework the rest, so that was fun.
Yeah.
Going much better now, though.
That's good.
And then I have plans to do a more modern one with some fantasy elements after, just to kind of switch it up for a bit.
Okay. Oh, that sounds fun. So the one that's in the 1850s, is there anything you can say about the plot? Without giving too much away?
I can say a little. I have this weird superstition that if I talk about it too much, I'll like jinx myself and
Sure.
lose interest. But yeah. So my main character is fictional again, kind of like in The Wardrobe Mistress. And this time, instead of Marie Antoinette, my historical real figure is the Countess de Castiglione. And so she was mistress to Emperor Napoleon III, and she was pretty instrumental in, instrumental in early photography, because she was fascinated with taking different photos of herself in different costumes. And so it seemed really weird at the time because they thought she was really vain. In our current, you know, era of selfies, it
Right.
doesn't seem that strange, but back then it was. And it was also quite an expensive hobby then.
Oh,
too,
yeah.
So.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it. We do have to take our second break of the podcast, so I have to interrupt once again. But how interesting does that sound? I am looking forward to reading that historical fiction. We take so many selfies in this day and age, we don't really even think about it. But photography was such at the time that even setting it up and getting the shot in there and figuring out how to do all of that with the old-fashioned camera would be just a fascinating process. So I find that interesting, and I'm looking forward to that book. We do have to take that break, so stay tuned, and we'll be right back with the GSMC Book Review Podcast.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast. I am interviewing Megan Masterson this week, author of The Wardrobe Mistress. And coming up is one of my favorite parts of all of these interviews, where we talk about what the author is reading and what genre he or she loves. I love this part so much because it gives me new ideas for authors and books and genres, even though it is making my to-be-read list so long that I will never, ever finish it in this lifetime. Let's get back to that interview. You said you read all the time, so who are your favorite authors or genres, or both?
Oh, that's hard to pick favorites. Obviously, I love historical. So right now I'm reading A Sea of Sorrow, which is it's written by multiple historical authors. So it's about Odysseus's journey back to Ithaca in the Odyssey, and each chapter is written by a different author, so I'm really enjoying that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and every month or so on my blog, I try to feature a book I've read recently and loved, which is usually historical, sort of keeping with the theme of my own books. So, yeah, I also read a lot of psychological thrillers lately.
Mm-hmm.
I don't read as much historical when I'm really deep into my work and project, just because I need a break from history. But, and I also, I really like some fantasy, like the Dresden Files. I like that series quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. So you mentioned that you have a blog. Where can we find you on the internet?
I've got a few places. So first I've got my website with my blog, and that's just meganmastersonauthor.com. And I'm also on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. I'm a little more active on Twitter probably than the other two, but I have accounts.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. And Megan is with an H. Correct?
Yes.
Yes.
With an H.
So.
Got a surprise H in there.
So just in case, you know, people are typing it in, they'll remember to put the H in.
Yes.
Do you have any advice for aspiring authors?
Got a couple of things. First, I would say keep writing, even if you don't feel like it. You know, you can take breaks sometimes, but The thing with writing is it's fairly solitary. So if you aren't working on it, no one else is either, and nothing's getting done. And I would also suggest getting used to rejection. And it's not personal, but as a writer, if you're trying to get published, you are going to get rejected a lot, whether it's looking for an agent or then submitting your book to different publishers. And you know what? It just boils down to whether it's a good fit or it's a good business decision. It doesn't mean that your book is terrible and there's no hope, but it takes a bit to get used to that.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
You have to build up a tough skin, I guess.
I can just imagine how hard that must be at times. Is there anything else that we haven't covered that you would like people to know about this book or about writing in general? Anything that we haven't touched on?
Not really.
Okay. All right. Well, I really appreciate that you took the time out of your Saturday morning to talk to me. I love the book. I thought it was great. And I really liked getting this different view into the French Revolution because, like I said, I knew kind of the broad strokes of it. But it was really fun to get a little bit more of a personal view of the details of it.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad that, you know, it gave you a new fresh perspective of the French Revolution.
Yeah, so
that's what I wanted.
I think that's what you did very well. So thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. It was really nice to chat with you today.
Once again, I want to thank my guest, Megan Masterson, for talking about her book, The Wardrobe Mistress. This is her debut novel. It is historical fiction along with romance, and it is really, really well done, and it's a great book to read. Whether you just like a good romance or some adventure in your stories, or whether you really do want to learn a little bit more about the French Revolution, whether you love historical fiction, I would highly recommend this book. So check it out and let me know what you think. Go find us on social media and tell us what you think. And always remember, tell the authors what you think. When you love their book, let them know. They really appreciate hearing that you love what they have put their heart and soul into in the writing. So always let the authors know when you love their book. I want to thank you for joining me today as we spoke with Megan. I hope you'll join me again next Tuesday. Yes, that's Tuesday rather than Wednesday because I have two interviews scheduled for next week. So we'll be on Tuesday and Thursday. So I hope you'll join me on Tuesday when I will be talking with author Lorena Hughes about her book, The Sisters of Alameda Street. It's very good so far. I'm just about done with it and I'm really enjoying it. So join me for that interview next Tuesday. In the meantime, you can find all of our podcasts at www.gsmcpodcast.com. You can download them on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, any app that you use for your mobile devices, and you can follow us on social media, Facebook, Tumblr, Instagram, and Twitter, and I would love to hear from you. What are you reading? What do you love to read? If you've read any of the books that we talk about on the podcast, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thank you so much for joining me on the GSMC Book Review Podcast. I hope you'll join me again next week. In the meantime, go out there and get yourself lost in a good book. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.